Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Our first story. We start with a really powerful historical encounter. It's actually 80 years in the making.
Yeah, this one. It details the meeting between Jack Moran, who was an American soldier, and Andrew Roth, a Jewish captive. They met 80 years after Moran was part of the group that liberated the Buchenwald concentration camp back on April 11th, 1945. Both men, incredibly, are still alive, 99 and 97, living in LA. They met at a Holocaust forum at USC. Roth survived Auschwitz and Buchenwald, lost his family. Moran fought in the Battle of the Bulge. They described it as feeling like brothers. Very emotional.
Wow. That's incredible, 80 years. It really underscores the human element of history, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It moves it beyond just facts and dates. You feel the personal impact, the resilience.
Yeah. So for a discussion starter with students, you might ask something like, when has someone's kindness or, you know, their strength made a real difference in your life? Mm. Or maybe talk about why remembering events like the Holocaust is important and how individual actions matter, especially in tough times.
Okay, so from that look back at history, let's turn to a very current and quite difficult situation. Right. We're looking at Sudan now. Human rights groups are condemning the Rapid Support Forces, the RSF. This is for the recent killing of hundreds of civilians, including, tragically, 35 children in central Sudan. It's happening amidst what's being called the world's largest humanitarian crisis. The RSF has been at war with the government since April 2023. They're accused of killing about 450 villagers in North Kordofan State. Reports suggest they might be deliberately targeting civilians now, perhaps because of inexperienced fighters or even drug use among soldiers.
That's just devastating news. The scale of the crisis and the potential shift to targeting civilians. What does that signify, really?
Well, it's deeply concerning. When you see civilians targeted directly, especially where there are no military objectives, it signals a breakdown of, you know, the basic rules of war, international humanitarian law. It often suggests a descent into much more brutal, uncontrolled violence.
A really tough one for discussion. A key question could be, what responsibility do warring groups have, if any, to protect civilians? Or you could explore the whole concept of international law in conflict and just the terrible impact war has on ordinary people. All right, let's shift gears completely now. Something, well, pretty unexpected from animal science.
Yeah, this is interesting. New research, this time from the University of Lincoln in the UK. It suggests that red-footed tortoises actually experience moods, sort of like mammals and birds do. This kind of challenges the old idea that reptiles don't really have complex emotions. The study found tortoises in, like, better environments, more enrichment, were more optimistic in ambiguous situations. Those in poorer settings showed more anxiety, so it links their mood, their environment, and their behavior.
Tortoises having moods. I mean, that's not something you hear every day. It really makes you rethink things, doesn't it?
It does. It pushes us to reconsider how we view reptile consciousness and maybe even animal emotions more broadly. It could have real implications for animal welfare down the line.
Fascinating. So a fun question for students might be, if you could understand any animal's moods, which one would you pick and why? And you could also discuss how science, you know, changes our understanding of the world and our responsibilities towards other living things. Okay, next up, a public health update. This one's pretty concerning, especially for parents of young children.
Yes, this is about nicotine pouches. A study in the journal Pediatrics found a huge jump in calls to poison control centers. We're talking about calls related to kids under six accidentally swallowing these pouches. It surged 763% since 2020. Now, these pouches, you hold them between your cheek and gum, but if a small child swallows one, it's really dangerous. Nicotine is highly addictive, and even small doses can cause nausea, vomiting. Larger doses can lead to seizures or worse. Researchers point out the packaging bright colors, flavors like tropical fruit, makes them appealing to kids. They're calling for stricter regulations like child-resistant packaging.
Wow, 763%. That's a shocking increase. What makes them so particularly risky compared to other nicotine products?
Well, it's the combination of factors, really. They're small, discreet, look a bit like candy. Unlike cigarettes, there's no immediate deterrent like smoke or fire. And unlike some vape liquids, they don't need a device. A toddler can just pop one in their mouth. The nicotine concentration is high for their small bodies.
Definitely a serious safety issue. For discussion, you could ask kids, what makes certain colors or smells attractive, especially to younger children? And then maybe, how can grown-ups use that knowledge to keep kids safe from things that could be harmful? It also opens up talk about product safety and packaging design generally. All right, let's shift focus again, this time to a truly iconic moment, a quote you'll likely recognize.
Yes, the quote of the day is from Neil Armstrong. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Delivered, of course, on July 20, 1969, as he became the first person to walk on the moon during the Apollo 11 mission. He and Buzz Aldrin spent about 2.5 hours on the surface. It was a huge moment, the peak of the space race, really. It cemented Armstrong's place in history as, you know, a true pioneer.
Such a simple phrase, but so profound. It captures that spirit of exploration, doesn't it? How individual effort can represent something huge for everyone.
Exactly. It speaks to pushing boundaries, achieving something that seemed impossible. It's about progress, both technologically and sort of for the human spirit.
Yeah. So for discussion, you could ask students about the importance of exploration, maybe other pioneering achievements in history, or just unpack the quote itself. What does one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind mean to them in different situations, maybe? Okay, our final topic today brings us back to the present, looking at what teenagers think about their future.
Right. This is from a new Associated Press NRC poll. It found that most American teens still see a college degree as pretty vital for success. Interestingly, girls felt this more strongly than boys, 70% versus 54%. This is even while adults seem less convinced about the value of college lately. But here's the flip side. Despite valuing the degree, many teens are actually less optimistic than maybe their parents were about achieving things like buying a home or raising a family. They worry about costs, debt, sure, but maybe less than adults do. The poll also noted that even recent grads are finding the job market tough, needing experience right out of the gate.
That's an interesting tension. High value placed on the degree, but lower optimism about traditional life goals. What do you think is driving that?
It probably reflects a mix of things. Economic pressures, the rising cost of everything, student debt concerns, maybe a job market that feels more demanding or precarious. They see college as important for skills and opportunity, but maybe the traditional payoff house, stable career path feels less certain now.
Yeah, makes sense. It gives a really interesting snapshot of their outlook. A good discussion point could be, what's something you hope to achieve when you're older? And what do you think will help you get there? It could also lead to talks about, you know, what is the value of college today? And are there other paths to success too? And that wraps up our deep dive for today. We've covered quite a range from historical meetings and global crises to tortoise moods, public health, and what young people are thinking about their futures.
Yeah, we hope these quick summaries and the discussion ideas are helpful for you. Maybe spark some good conversations with the students in your life, help them connect with these topics.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you being part of the deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.